Good morning and welcome back to the Hopwood Hall College podcast series. I'm your host, Lily Rose, and I'm joined by your co-host, Connor Peters.
In today's podcast, we are going to be covering the topic of how students and staff balance their life outside college with their college work commitments.
We carried out a survey and 6 out of 9 people said that they believe teachers stress more than students.
According to an article, 60% of teachers admitted to being stressed.
We're going to hear from Kelsey Ford, a lecturer in creative media, and Thomas Shattuck, a creative media student, about their tips for a healthy work-life balance. As a teacher, how do you cope with stress outside of college?
I think being a teacher, it takes time to find that work-life balance. I think the first few years of me working in education, it was very stressful because you're new to the environment, working with young people. Along with classroom management, you've got to plan and get all your resources done. And I found that I was doing a lot of work at home, even at the weekends, to the point where I would almost ignore my own children who were wanting to play. I wasn't really balancing that time very well. Something clicked with me this year, though, where I've realised that there's only so many hours in a day and I can only do what I can do. And actually at home, my priority is my family, my children, and at work, the students are my priority. Yeah. So it's just about how I balance and plan what I'm doing and how you manage that. And actually you can't rush things to get it done if you want it doing properly, I think, in my eyes, when it comes to stuff like that. And rightly so, because they're proud of the work that they're doing. But I also can't push myself to exhaustion. I was getting home from work, switching my computer on, and I carried on working. Well, where's that me time? Where's me having a bath or listening to a podcast or watching TV? There was none of that. And I found that since I've started to put in the me time, I've started to work much more effectively.
So considering that, what advice would you give to people, or teachers mainly, that are struggling with managing that and that haven't found that sort of like balance yet?
Don't be hard on yourself. And if you are new in teaching, that first couple of years is going to be two of the toughest years that you will ever experience. But you do come out the other end. You know, that planning, that you're that lesson that you're writing until 10, 11 o'clock at night, next year you don't need to do it because you've got it. All you've got to do is tweak it. So it's just recognising that those first 2 years are going to be tough, but they are worth it. Teaching is a very rewarding career. And don't forget that you have to look after you as well. You need to have some sort of outlet, whether it's going to the gym, doing yoga, listening to a podcast, watching a really stupid series on Netflix.
Yeah.
Something where you can just forget about the educational establishment that you work for. And in the nicest possible way, forget about your students. And you've also got to understand that students aren't necessarily going to always meet your high expectations. I often forget that I'm degree educated. So when I'm working with my level twos or even my level ones, I used to take it to heart if they wasn't doing it right or to the highest standard. It took me a while to realise that, of course, they're not going to do that. They're students. They're much at a lower level learning than myself. And I think I stopped being so hard on myself, taking it to heart when students weren't doing it exactly how I would do it.
Yeah.
This is for Tom. How much work would you say you do outside of college hours?
When I started college, I did used to work quite a lot. I used to work all weekends and then the days that I had off. And then I wouldn't really have any time to go to the gym, watch movies, just be a teenager. After these couple of months, I've gone down to doing 3 days a week, so in college and then working, no break. And now I'm only doing one day of working a week.
So would you say that after these couple of months you have a good work-life balance?
Yeah, definitely.
It seems we've run out of time for this one, but if you enjoyed listening, you can find more podcasts just like this one on the Roche Valley Radio website. We've been your hosts, Lily and Connor, and thank you for stopping by.